about your grandmother? What was her maiden name?
Her name was Martha. Now the were French Huguenots who came over to this country. And in France it was spelled and for the, you find in the records that when you're looking for your ancestors, they tell me that you find them spelt one way, one place, and one another, which is true of them, because when they left France and came here, then my great-great-whatever-he-was, great-great-great-grandfather, wait a minute, what was his name? Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse Lowe. Changed his spelling of his name to because that was an English spelling, and in that way they wouldn't be as easy to trace him if they were trying to find him to take him out of the country. And so French has no W in it. And any name that's French spelt with a W is an English name. And the French language has the L-O-U-I-S, whereas the English is L-E-W-I-S. The French had no W in their vocabulary. And so then later on, one of his children decided the fear was over, so he went back to spelling his name. So it's a contention in our in the family. My mother, before her first child was born, wanted to name her or him for two sides of the family, my grandmother and my grandmother on her side. So she picked the name, and my sister was named, which she hated, and she spelled it, and she had a niece who was more like a sister than niece, Ms. Maddie, who owned Three Violent Plantation. And Cousin Maddie said she was spelling it wrong because Jesse spelt it. And Mama said that it should not be spelt that way, that it was originally French. Then she made fun of my mother for naming Nola the double name, two family names. But a number of years later, she named her child for two sides of her family. Was on one side, on the father's side, her father's side of the family. And the was the same as I was, and she spelled his name. And so, but still supposed to be the same family. So you see.
Where was your grandmother born, your mother's mother?
That's a good question. We don't know. We really don't know. Years ago, she was, when she was about 17, I believe Mama said, very young, she married a man named Mandeville. And I don't know where or anything about him, but he was thrown from a horse and killed.